Run it. I can't take no loss. Huh. I don't even know what it costs. Huh. I hit the ground then it go off. Yeah, hit the ground then it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. Yeah, I don't even know what it costs. Yeah, I hit the ground then it go off. Yeah, hit the ground then it go off. Yeah, yeah, run it, run it. Ooh, I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah. Yeah, I really feel it's my time, think it's my pen ready. Used to hold myself back, my self-esteem damn petty. Gotta keep on chugging, ran through everything in front of me. Might smoke bed in heaven, got a whole agenda. Can't aspire to get ahead, so bump that, it's no surrender. Got a dollar flipped up, I'm trying to get an NFT to get them when they're hand and crypto. Learn how to fix that. I don't really hold out of books, but I'ma learn how to fix that. Some opportunities are never come unless you pay attention. So no, I can't miss that. Moving, MVP, I got the record, I might have to throw something. Big jumper worthy, they gon' have to retire my jersey early. Whole crew coming, had to work something, cause I had nothing. Yeah, I did all that. Big plans, partners trying to make profits. Yeah, I did all that. Work, sweat, and tears, breaking even no ends. Yeah, I did all that. Had to make it happen. Putting hours in my practice, I did all that. Yeah, I can't take no loss. Yeah, I don't even know what it costs. Huh. I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. Yeah, I don't even know what it costs. Yeah, I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, yeah, run it, run it. Ooh, I really feel it's my time. Think it's my year. Yeah. I really feel it's my time, think it's my year, yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time, think it's my year, yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time, think it's my big dog, walking big top, young veteran, living legend, bet I'm better than them. This is my ship, I'ma jack it like Letterman, y'all but not Letterman. They gon' rotate it, so I get the pedaling, started a chain. The cycle is heaven, and this is from God, but I'm not your reverend, not in the pulpit. I'm a big bull in this element, yeah. Said you gon' pull up the settle it, yeah. I've been married to this hustle, this is my ring, watch out, step in it, yeah. And I ain't even got a yard, but I'ma get it here, watch out, touch. Down, pulling plans out the clutch. Everybody getting crushed. The cut down is for us now. Have to work something, cause I had nothing in my pocket. Yeah, I did all that. Big plans, partners trying to make profits. Yeah, I did all that. Work, sweat, and tears, breaking even no ends. Yeah, I did all that. Had to make it happen. Putting hours in my practice, I did all that. Yeah, I can't take no loss. Yeah, I don't even know what it costs. Huh. I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. Yeah, I don't even know what it costs. Yeah, I hit the ground and it go off. Feel it's my time, think it's my year, yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time, think it's my, yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 42 of the Good People, Bad Intentions podcast. My name is Matthew Pine, and for this week, we actually have a special program for you because we're going to be talking about last Saturday, June 24th, and how there was an amateur boxing card held at the East Dartmouth Community Center by the City of Lakes Boxing Club, also in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And this was an event that was in memorial of Charlie Keating, a businessman and philanthropist from this area that unfortunately had passed away in 2005. And Charlie's known for many things, including bringing cable TV to this area, as well as his many charitable works. And there's actually a building in St. FX University that's in honor of him. And his grandson was actually there to present the awards to the fighters after their bouts. And this was a great event. I was actually able to secure 6 interviews. And one of them actually is 2 people, Custio Clayton and Kirk Johnson, 2 people that I've wanted to have on this podcast for a while that I've grown up watching and admiring. And to me, 2 people that have really put us, Nova Scotia, on the map for boxing. Of course, there's also other people, but 2 people that do come to mind when it comes to that. So yeah, I also was able to get my friend Mo Ahmad as the camera person for this time. And what was really great about this was I was able to focus more on the fights. So hopefully you can see with some of the questions that I was able to develop and think of questions during the bouts more instead of focusing also on the camera work. So that was great to have that. And another person that I was really looking forward to with this card was seeing Matt Johnson. This is somebody that we've seen on this podcast already and talked to him. And I remember talking to him about, what's the goal with him going into boxing at such a later stage in his life. And he had always talked about amateur boxing as being one of those goals. And this was actually not his first amateur bout. There was one prior. It was at a Citadel boxing card. But this was the one I was able to actually see him fight. He did really great and have an interview with him. And yeah, just kind of coming full circle with that. And it was really great to capture that. And I look forward to sharing all of these interviews. So we're actually going to be starting off with Matthew Cameron of Westville Boxing. And he went up against Christian Jenkinson of City of Lakes. And this bout was at 105 pounds. And watching it back, I realized that the rounds were a minute in length and there was three of them. But the pace of both fighters was crazy. They were both going at it. Matthew was doing a really good job extending the jab and the cross, keeping his distance. But when both of them met in range, they were exchanging a lot of shots and both throwing with fast hands. But Matthew was able to ultimately come on top and get the win. And so here is my interview with Matthew Cameron.
All right, I'm here with Matthew Cameron from Westville Boxing. I just found out that this was actually your first amateur boxing fight. I think you did a really good job. How do you feel tonight after getting this victory?
Really tired, but it's totally worth it.
And I was just curious, how old are you there, Matthew?
I'm 12 years old.
So what got you into boxing?
I wanted to fight, and I'm a hockey player, but I thought boxing would be good for endurance and stuff, so, and now I love it.
And you, endurance was a big thing in this fight. You were throwing a lot of punches. I was just curious, like, how did you get to that point where you're able to throw that many punches? Did it come natural to you, or you had to put a lot of hard work?
A lot of hard work. I love working out.
You got anybody watching at home or whatnot that you'd like to give a shout out to?
My dad.
What's his name?
Paul.
Paul. Awesome.
Aaron.
Good.
My mom. My stepmom.
Hey, good job, Matthew. I look forward to seeing you fighting again. That was great for a first fight.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's really nice to be seeing Matthew shouting out his parents and his family members, because at that age, I mean, those are some of the most important people in supporting you and everything you do. And yeah, you could hear Matt was quite out of breath, but I had just got him when he left the ring. And like I had said, that bout, they were going at it quite hard. And I was really surprised that he's a hockey player and also a boxer. So he's got a life in two sports right now at the age of 12, which is always great. So he's an athlete, Matthew is. And there was no jersey pulling like hockey's known for its fighting and the uppercuts and the jersey pulling and everything like that. But he can hold his head high. He was showing some great displays of boxing skill for his first fight, and I look forward to seeing what's next for him. So our next interview is with Ty Sutton from City of Lakes, and he went up against Skylar Dagley from Dave's Multisports Club. And this bout was at 150 pounds. And before I get into it, I actually saw Ty about a week prior to this when I was at the gas station, and he was like, "Oh, you're the guy that has the podcast or whatnot." And I was like, "Yeah." And we started talking. And anyways, he said he had an upcoming fight, and I didn't really put two and two together until last Saturday. Ty is a great fighter right now. What I can say about him is that in this fight, he was able to punch going forward and punch going backwards. He was also had some really good rotation on his punches. And, you know, it's really unfortunate, you know, for his opponent and how everything went with the cut. They do happen. But yeah, the fight, even though it was an exhibition, if this wasn't an exhibition, it would have been Ty that was winning the fight. But it was an exhibition, and here's our interview.
All right, and I'm here with Ty Sutton, who just fought an exhibition match, but head stopped in the first round by, I believe it was a cut by your opponent in the eye. And I had saw you not too long ago at the gas station, and you were talking about your fighting and whatnot. So, how does it feel to get this? I know it's an exhibition, but to go out like that.
It surprised me because, I know it was just an exhibition, but he was swinging hard right off the bat, so I knew I had to do what I had to do. And then, I didn't think it was going to be stopped that quick, but I'm happy it went the way it did. And it was a little easier than I thought it was going to be.
And how many bouts have you had going into this fight?
I had one exhibition going into this fight.
Okay. And how old are you there, Ty?
I'm 18.
18?
Yep.
And last question is, how long have you been at City Lakes and training and getting into boxing?
I've been at City Lakes for a year and a half. The first time I walked in the gym, I just went every single day after that and never stopped.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that second bout, and I look forward to seeing you in the future.
All right.
What I didn't pick up on the interview, but now watching it back, was how Ty had said that he was surprised by the bout getting stopped the way it has. And, I think that shows a lot about him, in his preparation, that him and the team at City of Lakes were probably preparing for, whatever this fight was going to be for him. And, I really look forward to seeing what's next. And I think this whole entire event for me was a really good opportunity for me to try to brush up on some of Nova Scotia's boxing history, because, two people that I've wanted to have on the podcast since I started this, Kirk Johnson and Castillo Clayton, both from North Preston and fighting out of City of Lakes Boxing Club in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Both of them have really cemented themselves into Nova Scotia's history. And, I'll say it more so in the interview, but I was really looking forward to having them, getting the interview. And I thought to myself, well, let's try and get both of them because, time is precious and we're just in the intermission. And they also have so many ties to one another that I just thought it'd be interesting to hear both of them and maybe some connections and some banter towards each other. So without further ado, here's my interview with Kirk Johnson and Castillo Clayton.
All right, I'm here, Matthew Pine here with Good People, Bad Intentions, and we're at the City of Lakes card right now. And I'm here with Kirk Johnson to my right, as well as Castillo Clayton to my left. Two people that are part of City of Lakes and part of the history of boxing in Nova Scotia. And I'm going to first start with you, Kirk. What does it feel like when you go to one of these boxing events and see some of the new talent that's in the area coming up into the boxing?
It feels great. I remember back in the day, actually 40 years ago, when I started off, when my father was trying to encourage me to do whatever I can do in the ring. And just to see these young kids and see my father also helping these young kids also, generation after generation. My father helped Castillo Clayton, then the generation kept going on to Corky and Brett and all the rest of the guys. So for me, to witness this first class firsthand, it's a great thing that my father's doing. And in the future, I know I'm gonna be doing stuff like this also.
Okay, and I'm gonna ask the same question for you, Castillo. Yeah. Castillo, what is coming to these fights and seeing some up and coming boxers in the local area? What does that do for you, having accomplished so much already in the sport?
Oh, it's a lot. I mean, like I said, just being able to come out there and just see the young fellas put it together for everybody. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, like I said, you see the progression. Like Kurt said, Uncle Gary been around and taught me everything that I know. And like I said, he's still doing a tremendous job with the young kids nowadays. And like I said, even is going to keep going on. But just a chance to get out here and see these young kids is an amazing feeling.
And I wanted to say, too, I grew up with hearing about both of you guys. I mean, when you fought against Klitschko, you were one of the closest people to get into that world title, heavyweight world title. You've been there with the best. And I'm just curious, and with Castillo, I remember my grandfather. I mean, he had a newspaper when you were in the Olympics, and he was talking about, unfortunately, what happened there. But I'm just curious with both of you, what do you kind of got going on? I know you had your fight with John Ennis about a year ago that didn't go your way. What's the future for you there, Castillo?
Right now, they're looking at sometime in September, but nothing concrete right now. I mean, everything keep getting pushed. But at the same time, it's got to come right. I mean, the couple call names that they've been giving me has not been what I really wanted. Okay. Right now, I think I'm in a point in my career where it's it got to really mean something for me. So, I mean, I'm looking for it to mean something, and then I'll be back again.
And I heard some rumors. Is there a possibility of fighting closer to home for your next bout?
I would love to fight back home. I mean, that's something that I would always wanted to do. I mean, since I've been fought, home is where I ain't been fought. I've been seeing other professionals fight in their hometown, but I ain't been able to do that. But I mean, that's something before I'm done to be able to do. If I be able to have a fight home, it'll be a dream come true.
And Kirk, we were talking earlier about you being kind of the sparring coach at City of Lakes. I mean, you're taking kind of a different role. You're helping the up-and-coming fighters. You're going in the ring with them. You're helping them. I mean, what's the future with you? Is coaching something that you still want to be involved in the sport and have an active role in it?
Well, I'm always going to be involved in the sport because my father got involved because of me. I got involved. He introduced me to the sport, and I got involved because of him. And I'm going to keep this going. Like right now, I'm involved because of my father. And I'm always going to do something around boxing. It's something that I fell in love with and something that helped to keep me out of trouble and something that helped to keep the other guys and my father trained to stay out of trouble. So this is the way I know how to help people. So I'm always going to be involved in boxing.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you so much, gentlemen, for having a talk with me. Hope you enjoy the fights.
Yeah.
Take care. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Happy to have Thanks, you. Guys.
Wow is all I can say. I mean, this was a big moment for me, getting both of them to do an interview. And you know, Kirk, I talked to him before, and we were talking about actually Matt Johnson and his videos, and I'd asked him if he was a Larry Holmes fan, because before Matt Johnson's first fight in the locker room, Kirk was telling him about throwing the jab like Larry Holmes, and I think he's a fan of Larry Holmes, and I am too. I love Larry Holmes, and Castillo. It was really nice to see him. You know, it's been about a year since his last fight against Jaron Ennis. It was in May 14th of last year, and Jaron now has the IBF interim welterweight title, and you know. The fight didn't go Castillo's way, and I believe it was in the second round that it was stopped after he went down. And, you know, I've always been wondering now what's next for Castillo, and it looks like he's looking at a bout maybe in September. And I had even talked about, you know, some rumors that I had heard, but I couldn't confirm, about the possibility of fighting maybe in this area, in Halifax or not too far off. And it looks like there is maybe something to that, or maybe in the future, which would be really great. Because with Castillo in his career, he sort of went the Montreal route after going pro. And, you know, I really think there's a huge base of support and fans in this area for him to be fighting. And I'd be really looking forward to seeing him in the ring down here sometime soon in the future. And so on that note of history, I mean, Lenny Shaw, I didn't know this for a while. I've known Lenny Shaw for a little bit now, but I didn't know that he was actually the founder of City of Lakes Boxing Club. And, you know, I've seen Lenny at a few events as well as at some clubs. Really characteristic of him is his hat. You know, he's a very sociable kind of guy. And, you know, I had told him a while ago, I was like, man, I started this podcast related to boxing and mixed martial arts, and I'd really like to have you on sometime. Now, I didn't at the time have a setup like I do now where I can actually, you know, go with a mic and interview people on the spot. But now that I was able to do that and he was at an event, I thought it was great. And here's my interview with Lenny Shaw.
All right, I'm here with Lenny. We're at the City of Lakes boxing card right now. And I understand there, Lenny, that you're actually one of the founders.
Yeah, I founded that club, the main founder, in 1972. It opened officially in September 72. And they were sponsored by the City of Dartmouth, Recreation Department.
And I was just wondering, back around that time, who were some of the names that were popping out of that gym?
Well, I had several national winners. One is Stephen Rogers. Hard to think. Poppy Willis. Jeff Lieberman. And, of course, back in the 80s, the two Johnson boys, Kirk and Gary both. And Guy Parr. Oh, I could name a few more whose names I, you know, over the years I have forgotten.
And you've been frequenting a lot of the fights lately. I've been seeing you on posting and whatnot. Every fight that ever happens in the Maritimes, it seems you're around there. What does it mean to you to see, you know, some of the amateurs that are coming up?
Look, amateur boxing is at the highest level right now in the Maritimes the last few years. I don't miss too many fights. I've been here all over Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and PEI, and the Brampton Cup.
And last thing I want to ask you, Lenny, you're always wearing a stylish hat. How long have you been wearing these hats, and where do you get them from?
Last 4 years, different places. This one here, believe it or not, is 28 years old. I bought it in St. Louis, Missouri on the Admiral Casino on the boat. I got one, a black one I wear like this, a cowboy hat in Stetson, from one of my ex-boxers, Gordy Mansfield. He was a real tough competitor. He fought a couple times in the Nationals back in the 70s. And this guy, you know what I call him? Lionhearted. If half the boxers had his heart, they would have been champions.
Well, I want to say a huge thank you, Lenny, for letting me interview and everything like that.
And my pleasure.
And I hope you have a good rest of your day at the fights.
Well, with me, amateur boxing is part of my extended family. As you know, I know everybody around here, and I don't see people, I see friends.
That's a great message to send. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lenny.
That was really touching hearing Lenny say that, you know, with amateur boxing, he sees it as his extended family, and he doesn't see people, but he sees friends. And Lenny, yeah, whenever I see him at these events, he's going around, walking around, shaking people's hands, taking photos, you know, documenting it, making these huge photo dumps on his social media where you can see a lot of the fights and everything like that. And it was just a wonderful experience, because I didn't know this history with him until I was researching for this event. So it was really great to catch up with him and finally get him on there. So my next interview is with Matt Johnson, somebody that I've had on the podcast previously. He had fought actually his first amateur bout not too long ago. It didn't go his way. He lost the decision, but even watching some of the footage of that, he looked like he was doing great. But I wanted to definitely catch him now, because I knew it was so important for his second fight, you know, for it to go well. And I think it certainly did. You know, he went up against Toby Vank from the Evangeline Trail Boxing Club. And this was a exhibition bout at super heavyweight. And there definitely was a discrepancy as far as the weight going in there, because Matt Johnson was, at least weight-wise, the smaller guy, but certainly they were similar in their reach and in their height. And he did the right thing as far as being the smaller guy and trying to move, use his jab, use his range. Toby was really trying to stalk Matt and try to land some big shots. Talking with Matt in this interview, you'll see that he says that there's no substantial shots that were landed there. But yeah, overall, I think Matt did a great job, and I think he should hold his head high. And without further ado, here was my interview with him.
I'm here with Matt Johnson. You just had an exhibition. This is your second amateur boxing card or fight. We talked on the podcast. I didn't get to see you on your first fight, but can you just assess this fight tonight and how it compared to your first fight?
Yeah, I think the fight went better. I feel like I'm gradually improving. I put a lot of work the last 2 weeks in the gym between fights, so I felt like I was prepared. You can never really tell how much easier it's going to be the next time, because just like I never had a first fight, I never had a second fight either. So I didn't really know what to expect again. I felt definitely more comfortable, like the adrenaline didn't hit me as much, but the guy I was fighting was a big guy, and he had me on my heels, but I was just trying to work that jab and use my feet to the best of my ability. And I got some good feedback from the coaches, so still lots of work to do though.
Yeah, you were showing a lot of great skills, a lot of good defensive skills, good movement.
Thanks,
this guy, you could definitely see that he had the weight on you, right?
Yeah.
And he was also stalking, you know, throwing some haymakers,
yeah,
type stuff. Was he able to get you with any shots during this bout?
No, he didn't land me with anything clean. When we were in a clinch once, he had his hand on my head and he snuck me with a really good uppercut in my gut. But besides that, he didn't really land anything, fortunately, because there were a couple that missed by about that much. And I probably saw my life flash before my eyes once or twice that fight.
And honestly, like, just what's going through your mind? I mean, we talked about what it took to get here before on the podcast. I mean, what does it feel like? You're finally getting fights. We've already talked kind of about your story before, but how does it feel to finally be here?
It feels amazing, Matt. It feels like just an absolute blessing. You know, this was totally not in the forecast. This wasn't a part of my life plan, but boxing has been an absolute blessing. I encourage everyone to go to their local boxing gym and start their journey now to become the best version of themselves that they can become. That's why I went in there, and I'm still evolving. I'm still putting in the work, and seriously, everybody should do it. If you haven't done it once in your life, go into your local boxing club. Change your life.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your night. That was a great bout.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
So, guys, we followed the storm that Matt Johnson was creating. You know, he was 40 years old or so and wanted to get into boxing and having a pass in basketball and as an athlete. And we talked a year ago about how an amateur boxing match would definitely be something that he'd be interested in doing. And it's been a few weeks prior that he had his first match, didn't go his way. And I know that there was a lot of significance that would have been put onto this match as far as trying to make those adjustments. I had talked to him about privately about how, you know, there's a bit of an adrenaline dump going on in your first match. And, you know, I can totally understand a lot of fighters who go into their first fights. That's very common. And so I was really glad to see him out there, and he's somebody that I want to actually have on very soon just to talk about that whole experience and everything like that, because I think that'd be very valuable for people. But yeah, it was really great seeing him actually perform out there and getting the interview after that. So that was great. That was a chapter right there, and that's what we're trying to do with the podcast. It's more than just providing little news snippets or, you know, breaking news this, breaking news that. Well, let's actually start a story and see it through. And that's, I think, really what we did here tonight. So the last interview that we have is with somebody that actually fought earlier, but unfortunately I was only able to secure the interview later, and that was with Joseph Church of City of Lakes. And he went up against Cade Clenhance, and this was at 60 pounds that they were fighting at, so it was the smallest weight class of the night. And Cade, by the way, is from Citadel Boxing with Wayne Gordon. And Wayne, we had him on the podcast before. You know, as a pro, he trained under the tutelage of Angelo Dundee, the trainer of Muhammad Ali. And what can I say, Cade, he showed a lot of great footwork. And with respect to Joseph, I mean, there was quite a height as well as reach disadvantage for him, and I think that's why his game plan really was to have some forward pressure, go forward, throw some looping punches. For Cade, I found he was able to establish a jab and extend his punches longer against the shorter opponent, and he was also able to display a lot of great footwork. And I saw him earlier warming up and doing the alley shuffle there. He got the alley shuffle in the ring, which was really great to see, especially at the level where they are at, where they're, you know, younger and everything like that. They're just playing a lot of great boxing skill, both of them. So yeah, Joseph really didn't give in. He was still pushing forward. He landed a lot of great shots. Both of them landed a lot of great shots. But of course, this in the end was an exhibition, and I really look forward to sharing this interview I had with Joseph.
All right, and I'm here with Joseph Church. He had just fought. And how old are you, Joseph?
I am 10.
Was this your first bout, or how many bouts have you had in amateur boxing?
This is zero. It could be my first, but this is my second trophy, second fight.
And just tell me, what was going through your mind getting out there and putting on a show?
Straight punches and, like mindset and all that, like believing in myself, and I was like, I gotta do this, I gotta do this.
And City of Lakes Boxing Club, I mean, what does this mean to you? You know, Castillo Clayton, Kirk Johnson, Brett Beaton, all the people there, do they inspire you to box?
Yes, they do, and I'm very happy about that. And I'm just happy that I get a lot of support at the boxing gym.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview, and I look forward to seeing more of your bouts. So you might have heard in the background while I was interviewing Joseph that there was a fight going on, and that was actually for the last fight of the event, and it was actually awarded the fight of the night. And this was between Jacob McDonald from City of Lakes, and he went up against Cole Redmond from Hubtown Boxing, and this bout was at 160 pounds. And I had actually lined up an interview and done an interview with Cole after this bout, but for whatever reason, my audio didn't come out, and so I just have some moving lips, unfortunately. So for arguably one of the most important interviews of the whole night, I don't have it. So I'd really love to have him come on the podcast and maybe talk a little bit more of his story, because I was able to actually talk to him prior to this event starting, to get to talk to him and his team. And I know this is, I believe, his 9th amateur boxing fight. There was a lot of support for him throughout tonight. And I just want to say that this fight was a war. Both fighters came really close to each other, standing toe to toe, trading a lot of shots, trading a lot of looping shots. But in the end, I think there was an 8-count that Jacob had done to Cole in the second round, and I think that was really the deciding factor as far as the decision there. But I did miss quite a bit of the first round as well, to be honest, so I wasn't able to fully put together the whole picture of that fight. But I really thought it was a good way to end the night. And I guess in the end of this, it kind of going back to what I said earlier, I mean, the way that this coverage is, and you're trying to interview fighters after fights, and then oftentimes the really close gaps that there are between fights means that you are going to miss some details and some of the most important parts of the night. I think that's just the nature of this business. And I really want to say from the bottom of my heart, a huge thank you to Floyd Donovan, as well as Gary Johnson from City of Lakes Boxing, who allowed me to come out and cover the fight. Because what I really love doing is getting to know more up-and-coming talent in the area, and cover and give more spotlight to the boxing scene here. And I love covering people and their stories. And this is what I want to do, guys. And so it was really great to get out there to meet some wonderful people and get some of the interviews that I've always wanted so far. So it was great to do that. And I really look forward to seeing what the future will bring, and if there's going to be more opportunities in the future for me to do things like this. Again, I want to say a huge thank you also to my friend Mo Ahmad, who was the camera person, because without him, I don't think it would have came out as good as it had. You know, I'm probably going to always try to get a camera person at this point for when I'm doing also the interviews, because it's really hard to do both. Tried it the first two times. I think the quality came out a lot better, and this is a developing process because we're both in school learning television/journalism. So yeah, so as always, guys, I know this was a shorter episode than usual, and I know it was a little bit more visual based because of the nature of, you know, talking about the fights and whatnot, but as always, if you like this podcast and you're listening to it, whatever platform you are, just make sure that you're subscribed to it, so that way when a new episode comes out, you won't miss it. Of course, you can also leave a rating and your honest opinion about the episode there. But also, if you're on YouTube, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel also, so that when a new video comes out, you won't miss it. You can like, comment, as well as share the video. Sharing really helps with getting the message out there. Of course, the message is that fighters have stories, and they're people, and it's really interesting to get to know why they fight and the motivation, and also showing that they're more human characteristics that I think a lot of people don't really realize, that, you know, they're going in the ring, they're putting their self on the line, and they're doing it because they're trying to become better people and improve themselves and develop character and discipline. So yeah, guys, as always, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time,
Take care.
Yo, the ring general, sweet science deep like a mineral. You can see the hunger in my interviews. Peep the interlude, this is just a preview. Give you all I got, put the past in the rear view. My team ready, the theme steady. Got bad intentions like I seem petty. Still a good dude, stay humble, never messy, never crumble under pressure. I'm shining like God bless me.